76-year-old Dave Obey, a Democrat, represented northern Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District for 42 years.
Tom and I are from an era where it was not a mortal sin to have a friend across the aisle.
His friend, 74-year-old Tom Petri, a Republican, represented eastern Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District for 35 years.
We didn't decide which one was going to be Oscar or which one was going to be Felix in this thing.
The political odd couple are touring the state with the goal of healing our partisan divide. One of the first stops was Dave Obey's alma mater, UW-Marathon County.
It isn't just the politicians who are polarized these days. The country is as well.
Tom Petri notes that as bad as things are now, America has seen worse.
War broke out in the Congress itself, and the people who clubbed each other were each elected by acclamation, which told everyone people don't want accommodation, they want war.
For some in the audience, partisanship is a five-letter word, M-O-N-E-Y.
The elephant in the room is money. And what are we going to do about it?
Here's what Dave Obey did. When the Supreme Court loosened the rules on money, he retired.
After the court decisions came down, I knew that if I wanted to stay in the Congress, I was going to have to spend 50% of every day on the phone dialing for dollars like a telemarketer.
But Petri thinks the answer to big money may be small enough to fit in your pocket. The smartphone.
It's free now on the web. I think it's possible from the grassroots up to influence elections much more than was possible in the past.
The idea resonates with plumbing contractor Milt Pockel.
Mr. Petri especially had hope that it'll work itself out, get things back to the middle, and it'll be a negotiation rather than this is my way or the highway.
UW-Marathon County student Sean Igers is less optimistic.
Obey touched on it with who you vote for, and I also think it's money in politics. One administration returns the next, so nothing actually gets done.
And for retired schoolteacher Ruth Rosinski, the answer doesn't lie in smartphones, but in getting young people to put them down and talk to each other.
We need to engage young people and ourselves in conversation, that you need more than one newspaper, that you need more than one channel.
As for Wisconsin's partisan divide, Obey blames gerrymandered legislative districts for the party line passage of Right to Work.
There are so many legislative seats that are so safe that there's no pressure on politicians from those districts to compromise with the other side.
But Petri thinks that for his fellow Wisconsin Republicans, the partisanship may have already peaked.
This may have crested, and we will see a certain amount of bipartisanship as the legislature addresses the governor's budget proposals. I would be quite surprised if there weren't changes in the funding for education.
Both men long for a return to the civil discourse practiced by America's leaders in the years following the Second World War.
The value that they brought to politics was concern about we, not concern about me.
You can have constructive as well as destructive disagreement. Sometimes as you debate and argue and differ, you learn something.
Tom Petri and Dave Obey's tour is also making stops in Marshfield, Rhinelander, Mercer, Ashland, Rice Lake, Cadott, Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.